It's April 18, 2010. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Bolser, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. Pray with me as we open our hearts and our minds to God. O Lord, as we hear your word today in scripture and through personal story, I pray that we will come to know you more, that we will see more clearly what it means to love you with all of our heart, mind, and soul. You've invited us into life, life to its fullest. Lead us into your ways. Amen.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me.
That was Do Not Let Your Hearts Be Troubled, sung by the CMU Chamber Choir. Today we are pleased to have Emeriti Professor John J. Friesen with us. He's been our guest speaker for the month of April and joins us again today.
This is the second Sunday after Easter. We continue with the theme of love. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. Which focus on the necessity of love. Let us hear the text. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to them, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Jesus proclaims the greatest commandments: love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. The two are dependent upon each other. You cannot have one without the other. The writer of 1 John also states the same idea quite pointedly in chapter 4, verse 8, where he says, Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. The Lord's Prayer places a similar condition on our salvation. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we do not forgive, if we do not love our neighbor, God will not forgive us. We all have read this line in the Lord's Prayer differently after the killing of five Amish girls in Pennsylvania in October 2006, when the Amish quickly forgave, even without needing to consult with each other. As believers in Christ, they daily recited the Lord's Prayer, and they responded accordingly. This reminds me of Tertullian, an early 3rd century church leader. A young Christian soldier came to him with a dilemma. In celebrations after a victorious battle, the soldier had to wear a wreath, which gave the glory for the victory to a Roman god. But as a Christian, he no longer believed in the Roman gods. What to do? Tertullian's reply was instructive. He said that the young man's main problem was not the victory wreath, but the fact that he was serving in the army. As a soldier, he was trained to kill for Rome. As a believer in Christ, he had committed himself to love friends, neighbors, and enemies. He counseled the young man to leave the army. Our text today tells us that those who profess to love God, who say they believe in Jesus, who have committed their lives to Christ, must show that faith in the way they live. Faith is not words, but life. Those who fail to love the brother or sister, the stranger or the enemy, thereby deny their faith in God. The 16th century Anabaptist movement made discipleship a centerpiece of their movement. Since they spoke German, they called it Nachfolge. The German term emphasizes the idea of being on the way and following after the teachings of Jesus. Discipleship meant that after people had committed their life to Christ, they followed him in daily life. This included sharing material possessions, assisting those who were hurt, persecuted, or weak, giving and taking counsel, forgiving one another, and living in peace. Let us heed in our daily lives this greatest of all commandments, to love God and each other. Amen.
That was O Come, Ye Servants of the Lord, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. My interview guest today is Tracy Cron. She's a first-year student at CMU from Calgary, Alberta. I had the privilege recently to pull up a large, comfortable chair in one of CMU's student lounges to ask her about her experience.
Can you take me to the very moment you decided to come to CMU?
It was when Julie Rempel actually came to my church and was talking to my youth group. And I was a youth leader at the time, so I was sitting in and listening anyways, and she was actually talking about the music therapy program, which really intrigued me because I was like, what's that all about? But then I went to the website and I started looking and I started realizing that there's a bunch of other, like, totally amazing programs there. And I was drawn more and more to IDS and peace and conflict transformation, that kind of stuff.
And what was it about either the music therapy or the IDS that connected with who you are as Tracy?
I think those two programs appealed to me because I really enjoy helping people.
And now you've experienced 4 or 5 months. Can you put into a few sentences, I think this is what this means for me right now?
I've learned a lot more about what it really means to be compassionate and things like that. Studying peace and conflict transformation, I'm in all those classes where we're talking about social justice and different issues with peace and conflict. And at least in my first semester, I learned a lot about how to more live peacefully, how to live out peace, and to realize that even though I am just one person, I can make a difference and I can impact other people. And so it was empowering, I guess.
Can you take me into a class or an assignment where exactly what you just described clicked for you?
I think a lot of it was just through just the atmosphere of the class. The way that Jerem teaches, just the way he is very peaceful and very, very calming. And the thing that I like about Jerem is that sometimes he has a little bit of a stutter, So it's really kind of fun in class because it just further humanizes him to realize, like, he's not just a prof that knows everything and is just going to spit information at you. It's like, he's human too. He makes little mistakes. And the other thing is at least every class this semester, I can't remember so much last semester, but he takes all the desks out of the rows and we sit in a circle every class. And it just fosters this different type of discussion dynamic, and more people are more willing to speak up and voice their opinion, and it really encourages conversation. And he's really made sure that it's like a peaceful and a like safe environment, so everyone feels welcome.
Have you seen God in a different way than you did 8 months ago?
I've definitely started to see God in a different way. Like I go to Wednesday night worship. Last semester I only went a couple of times. Sometimes I'm busy or I have stuff to do. But I started to realize this semester, I'm like, you know what? Wednesday night worship, like, it's only half an hour long. There's no reason why I shouldn't be able to spare half an hour that one time a week. It's a really, really interesting experience because you have all these other students around you who are just totally, like, opening up their heart to God and just really embracing the fact that, like, He is our Lord, like, He is our Creator. God is obviously the perfect example of peace, and that kind of all ties together with peace and conflict studies.
Is there one aspect of CMU that has been really significant to you?
It's kind of a combination of everything, not only what I'm learning in my courses, but also through things like chapels and Wednesday night worship. People keep talking about this CMU community and being a community of like believers. And at first I kind of thought that was silly. I was like, well, not really silly, but I just didn't really understand that. I was like, well, obviously we're a community, but I just didn't really feel all that connected in my last semester. But this semester it's really totally changed, and it really is like an amazing community of people. Like all the girls on my floor, like I love them so much. And it's so much fun to talk to them, and we have our floor meetings, and then they go on and on and on and on because we're all just sitting and talking and sharing and growing together, and we can all lean on each other for support. And it's really neat to have that because I've gone to public schools my whole life. I've never gone to a Christian school, so it's a different experience to have your faith and your education tied together into one.
If there's one part of Calgary that you'd love to bring to Winnipeg, what would that be? If we had to tweak it a little bit with Calgary-ish types of things, what would you bring over?
Can you bring Chinooks to Winnipeg?
I like that answer.
Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. This coming Saturday and Sunday is Convocation Weekend at CMU. Join us Saturday, April 24 at 7:30 p.m. in the Loewen Athletic Center for the CMU Spring Concert. And it's free admission. Then on Sunday afternoon, April 25 at 2:30 at the Emmanuel Pentecostal Church is the CMU Convocation, where we'll be celebrating with 100 graduating students. And everyone is welcome. Then on June 15, it's the 9th annual CMU President's Golf Classic. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin or visit the CMU website at cmu.ca. Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. You can listen anytime to the program on our website. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this: may God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.